Good morning, sovereigns. Today, we drive headlong into the darkness that built the roads beneath our feet. A blast just rocked East LA. Not an earthquake, but a quake nonetheless. A targeted one. Timed. Named. And no, this wasn't just a training accident. This was the coil snapping back on its creator. It didn't hit the courthouse. It didn't hit the station. It hit the place of becoming. The forge. The womb. The codebook. The Sheriff's Academy, named after the one who lived in the shadows. By scalers, alive in darkness. To understand what exploded, you have to go back. March 10, 1933. The Long Beach quake. 120 dead. 60 million in damage. Phones cut. Roads gone. And who answered the call? Sheriff Eugene by scalers. He couldn't see through the fog, so he sent a friend into the sky. A pilot. An open cockpit plane. Over Long Beach. And what they found? Two fires, no tidal wave, no sunken island. The rumors died, and the age of aerial enforcement was born. That quake gave Biscalers his wings. That quake birthed the Sheriff's Airborne Eye. And now, almost a century later, the sky returns the message, in fire. July 18, 2025. The same name. The same fault line. But this time, the quake is man-made. And the blast comes from inside the Academy. The Academy exploded itself. You can't police the edge forever without becoming the tremor. You can't live in the shadow without eventually detonating its core. They thought they trained officers. What they trained were witnesses. And what exploded was the pattern. Same truth tomorrow. Same sovereignty forever.